Remembering 914. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Recently, we all paused to commemorate the tragic events of 9/11 on its 13th anniversary, our generation's version of the Pearl Harbor attacks leading into World War II. I listened to a radio commentary on 9/11 this year from John Feinstein, the sports writer who launched himself into prominence with the publication of the book Season on the Brink. And that's where our paths had crossed, when I was on the athletic staff at Indiana University, and Feinstein lived in Bloomington for a year. Feinstein's commentary was compelling because he focused not necessarily on the events of 9/11, but 9/12, how we as Americans reacted in the face of tragedy and adversity. His point was that 9/11 screwed our heads back on straight. Road rage dropped, and sports fans cheered respectfully for their team and their opponents, Feinstein opined. It was a good lesson to focus on what was really important. He was right. I would take Feinstein's 9/12 out a couple of days, to 9/14, where I witnessed perspectives being righted and communities healing through the power of sports. I was presenting a sportsmanship award on 9/14 at halftime of a football game at Harbor Springs. That if you've ever been to a football game there, it is indeed one of the most picturesque settings for a high school game, with seating cascading down a large hill on the north side of the field and a spectacular view of the sunset over Little Traverse Bay to the southwest. A local broadcaster took me out to the field and we entered from the southwest corner to see fans from both schools huddled together on the hill to the north, everyone holding lit candles as a sign of unity as they watch their children and their neighbors' children play a game. That's right, a game. They were coming together as a community following the events of the week, and everyone was giving everyone the kindness and respect they deserved. And for a short time, it was a springboard for civility. But 13 years removed, we're less civilized than ever before in our society and in our sports arenas. I don't understand why our attention span is so short to these matters. They should be wake-up calls and we should stay awake thereafter. The respect, the sportsmanship, it should be a given every day at every level of play. But somehow it takes a tragedy to ground us, and not for very long. I addressed this very topic on this program back in March following the untimely passing of Ryan Fisher, a multi-sport athlete at Granville High School, as his team was playing in the MHSAA ice hockey semifinals. That evening, there was a hard-played game without gamesmanship or poor sportsmanship by the players or the fans. But at the finals the next day, things were edgy again, at least in the stands, pushing the boundaries of civility. Our charge in sports, especially school sports, is to be respectful and sportsmanlike every day. We shouldn't have to have a 9/11 to remind us how to act on 9/12, 9/13, or 9/14. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.